Thank you for tuning in to another fun episode with your favorite Mouska Moms, Lori.
Hi.
Jennifer, that's me, and Juliana.
What's up?
Yes, the majority of the Christmas trees are up as everyone's getting a jump start on their favorite winter holiday, especially this year. We totally need it now. But we cannot forget Thanksgiving, and what better place to give thanks than at the happiest place on earth, Walt Disney World. But before we get into all things turkey at Walt Disney World, we need our Mouska cocktail, especially during the holidays.
I'm super excited for this cocktail. It's called the Smoked Turkey, which don't let the name throw you off. And you can get it at the Whispering Canyon at Wilderness Lodge. So it's Wild Turkey 101 Bourbon, Red Stag Black Cherry Bourbon, Grenadine, and Minute Maid Lemonade with a hint of hickory smoke and garnished with Luxardo Gourmet Maraschino Cherries. So I think this sounds absolutely delicious, despite the name making one of these Mouska Moms think of drinking chunky turkey milkshake. But
ew.
I think it sounds really good. Like, you know, I love bourbon. As long as the cherry bourbon is not sweet and they don't overdo the lemonade and the grenadine, because if you make bourbon too sweet, I feel like it tastes like cough syrup. But if this is done right, it's going to be fantastic. And I also think that it's Wilderness Lodge and Whispering Canyon are
that's perfect Thanksgiving
setting. Right, absolutely. Like, I love Wilderness Lodge. I love everything about it. It is one of my favorites. And unlike some other Mouska Moms, I surprisingly really love Whispering Canyon.
I was going to say, I'm thoroughly, thoroughly shocked that this drink is at Whispering Canyon. And maybe that's because of my opinion of Whispering Canyon. But I'm just like, this drink looks very good. And it doesn't seem like a ask for the ketchup type place that.
Well, but I mean, it goes with like the barbecue and I guess, I don't know.
Wild turkey bourbon. I mean, you know. No, I love Whispering Canyon. I'm not too good for Whispering Canyon. And
I just think that there are better places on property.
I'm inclined to stop for a drink now, but maybe not the food.
Well, if you stop by Wilderness Lodge, they're beautifully decorated for the holidays, right? Yeah. And that starts before Thanksgiving, does it not?
Yes.
Yeah, it's already started. Yeah.
Already up.
So Wilderness Lodge is one of the prettiest Christmas decorated lobbies in all of the resorts, I feel. So you go check it out, have your smoked turkey, and then be on your merry way. I would say for the apple cobbler, or peach cobbler, whatever it is they're serving that time of year, but whatever, you do you.
I think so too. I think it's the perfect place for the holidays, except that you're in Florida where it's not cold, but it definitely makes you feel like you're in a rustic mountain lodge, coming off the ski slopes, getting your bourbon.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like the Pacific Northwest. So I will say
their holiday decorations, I think, you know, people love, especially their grand Christmas tree they do in the big, huge atrium lobby. People love it because it is a grand, grand lobby, and they make sure that those decorations are grand. I love going into this resort during the holidays. So now I can grab.
So go in, sit by the tree with your wild turkey with bourbon.
Now you
don't call it smoked turkey. They need
and
to
be on my
it.
Way.
That makes me gag. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I picture a turkey milkshake.
Disgusting. Stop ruining it.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Sorry.
So now you have two reasons to check out Wilderness Lodge at the holidays or over Thanksgiving. So you can look at the beautiful decorations and have your smoked turkey beverage. And I think it sounds amazing. So we're going to skip the news today. But if you want to keep up with the news, just check out the blog, mouskamomsblog.com. And we will have you all filled in, also our Facebook page. So let's just move right into the daily roundup, Lori.
Yeah, so we're going to go right in the daily roundup. I really, you know, it's Thanksgiving, happiness, no news, done.
The news is happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yeah, kind of done with the news in general, so we're just going to skip it. So yeah, we are going to move into all things Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving is a time to spend with your family. We can't think of a better way than Walt Disney World. I myself was actually at, sitting at the Beach Club Yacht Club Stormalong Bay, last Thanksgiving. So whether you are sitting by the pool, hitting the parks, or you want to do Black Friday shopping at Disney Springs, there is something kind of for everyone and what you're looking for to make sure your Thanksgiving is perfect for your family. So I think we're going to start with kind of, obviously this week is one of the busier times. So I think we'll start with kind of tips on how to handle the busy weeks or that busy week and how to handle the crowds and what to do from there. So kind of the
first. Have you guys all been to Disney during over Thanksgiving? I know Lori said she has.
I have not.
I have not. In fact, I don't like crowds. So I usually recommend to people and have gone the week before Thanksgiving, which is usually much, much, much slower. I think word has gotten out that that's a slower week. And so it's, in the last couple of years, it's gotten busier. But that's my preference, is because you still get all the, you know, decorations and the fall feeling and all of that. But without all the people, the only problem is your kids are still in school.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say I was pleasantly surprised last year. I was expecting crazy, crazy crowds, just obscene. I mean, that was the busiest time we've ever gone. And we didn't go to a park on Thanksgiving, but we went to Epcot on Black Friday and it wasn't a madhouse. I mean, it was definitely busy, but I wouldn't say it was less than what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, we went once, probably about 5 years ago, because we did Thanksgiving dinner at Mickey's Backyard Barbecue, which is no longer there. And it was okay. I don't remember anything very, you know, memorable one way or another about it. It's not quite as crowded as Christmas week, which we go frequently because my kids are older and school and all that. But it's a nice, I don't know, it's a nice different way to celebrate the holidays. Like, it was kind of nice that nobody had to cook. Yeah. Because the only time I get away without cooking for Thanksgiving is when I'm not home. So it was kind of nice to just have someone else cook for me and still spend, you know, time with the family. So.
I would say we flew down on Thanksgiving Day, the morning of, and we were by the pool by 1 o'clock. And if my family and parents don't listen, hopefully for this episode, we went because I didn't want to have to deal with anyone's families. So I didn't have to deal with mine. I didn't have to deal with my in-laws. I didn't have to deal with anyone. So we were like, sorry, we're leaving for Thanksgiving. We're not going to be there. The flights were a bit cheaper on Thanksgiving Day, and it was awesome. We went to Toledo's for dinner, did not do turkey. We had our turkey, I think, a few days before we left. I just did a small one for the family. And Toledo's was awesome. We had a great dinner, and it was fantastic. So for those people that want to leave your family...
Yeah, this is a good option.
Right. Also, like, I know we're in the minority, but I do know there's a little cult of us, and I know several people who actually really don't like Thanksgiving.
No.
I know that's totally un-American, but it is not my favorite holiday. So an excuse like, hey, oh, sorry, we decided to go to Disney is a great way to get out of the whole thing.
Yep. We, unfortunately, fortunately for us now, not so much. We were there for 2 days beforehand because then we went on a Disney cruise for 7 days.
Oh my gosh. That sounds fabulous.
Yes. So we left earlier than what we really needed to, but I just told the family, oh, well, you know, I just want to make sure we get down there. You know, we just want to get organized before the cruise, and the flights were cheaper, and it worked out fab. It was fabulous to sit by a pool at Stormalong Bay on Thanksgiving, not have to cook, not have to clean, not have to argue with anyone. It was amazing.
And now your secret is out and your family is listening and they're not going to speak to you.
I know. So also, I'm Canadian, so my Thanksgiving is not typically this time. So I don't really have to. Thanksgiving's not my favorite. So I approve and I suggest getting out of Dodge.
Yeah.
Love it.
So crowd-wise, it is busy, but it's manageable. Speaking from going to Disney over Christmas break the last couple of years, it's not as crowded as Christmas, but definitely crowded. And especially now with all of these different rules and procedures in place, you're definitely going to want to make sure that you get your park reservations early.
Yes.
Right now, if you're planning on going, Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios are already sold out all week. And Black Friday is sold out at all the parks for AP annual pass holders. So keep that in mind. You don't necessarily need to go to a park on Thanksgiving Day.
No, Thanksgiving Day, I mean, you can hang by the pool. You can, I mean, make sure you get that dining reservation, obviously, for the dinner. But you can kind of go do other things that day and kind of take it easy. You know, I didn't find, obviously, Black Friday for this year, it sold out for all the parks for annual pass holders. And for regular ticket holders, Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios are sold out that day. So it... You know, obviously, I think it's this year's very different. But
keep it in mind for next year also, because you can already book for next year.
Right. At this point, you know, you already know what you're doing tomorrow, like at this point. So for next year, you know, and a lot of people are feeling like they shouldn't, you know, they don't want to go. They don't want to, they already have a great excuse not to spend this Thanksgiving with their families. So, but for next year, save this one in your back pocket.
Well, and then also keep it in mind, because as we're saying, like, you're seeing that these park reservations are already sold out for two of the parks. We know that Disney is requiring park reservations for 2021 travel also. So if you're going to book for this time of year next year, it's always a good idea to book your reservation and then make your park reservations at the same time, just so that you're just, you don't want to stress about that.
No.
So. It's always a good idea. But that being said, again, you don't necessarily need to be in the parks on Thanksgiving, especially if you're staying at one of our favorite deluxe resorts. It's always good to have a pool day that day, spend time with your family, make the event of the day be your nice dinner together. So food is like the big thing for Thanksgiving. So let's start talking about food, because I'm hungry.
I was going to say, for the food, obviously this year's a bit different. Some of the, they have a little fewer restaurants that are typically having the Thanksgiving typical meal. In years past, there's been a bit more restaurants. They indicate what restaurants are actually going to have a Thanksgiving meal. Obviously the busiest one for Thanksgiving night is Liberty Tree Tavern. Mm-hmm. Inside Magic Kingdom. It's Thanksgiving year round when it comes to food there. But it is by far the busiest one. That reservation is very hard to get, but they do their Patriots platter, comes with their roasted turkey breast, pot roast, carved pork roast, and then all the sides that it comes with. And of course it comes with its delicious desserts as well. So I think, out of all the places, and when it comes to park reservations, this one is by far the busiest one. And it's the one people immediately think of when it comes to Thanksgiving.
And so that's the thing that confuses me a little bit, though, because, it makes sense that it would be the first place you would think of when it comes to Thanksgiving. And if you want a traditional Thanksgiving meal, but you can have a traditional Thanksgiving meal at Liberty Tree any day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I would want to try something new on Thanksgiving.
I agree. I think here's the thing that I'm thinking about with Liberty Tree Tavern. I think that there are not a lot of restaurants or table service restaurants in the Magic Kingdom anyway.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably a little bit about why this one is so quick to fill up on that day, because it makes sense in your brain, like Thanksgiving dinner, Liberty Tree Tavern.
Well,
definitely And I think they do sell or add to the menu something at, oh my gosh, I'm forgetting the name of the place. What's the one with the ice cream? The Plaza. Thank you. Yeah. It'll come to me. Just give me a minute. At the Plaza, they usually have like a sandwich or something, I want to say, like a turkey thing.
They typically have a sandwich. It's, you know, I think to me, I've always found Thanksgiving a bit confusing. So they don't always come out with the full list of menus for all the restaurants. I feel like it's the one thing for Disney that it's kind of like, I need more information. Like, I've always felt for Thanksgiving for, you know, helping other people out and for, you know, my family's trip. Like, even last year, everything was normal. It was pre-COVID. And I had to search and try and find restaurants that were actually giving Thanksgiving meals. And I had to go through articles and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I think most of the restaurants on property offer some sort of Thanksgiving special in addition to the ordinary things that you can get on their menus any day. So I know that they do that for Christmas also. They always offer some sort of special for Christmas. But
yeah, they just don't. Like, I know a lot of people, they want to plan their Thanksgiving meal. And when finding these restaurants, I never talk bad of Disney, but I really feel like, you know, they need
to. You really have to dig.
Yeah, they got to step up their game. They should have a link on the website saying, Bob's, listen, you need to have a link on your website stating Thanksgiving menus for Thanksgiving Day at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, especially because, like, Liberty Tree Tavern is an obvious one. Whispering Canyon Cafe that we already talked about, that's an obvious one because those sell, you know, Thanksgiving-oriented food offerings on a normal basis, like your barbecue, your turkey, your whatever. But the other places, you know, a lot of other places do offer these really cool specials for Thanksgiving, and it is really hard to find out that information. You have to do a lot of digging. So,
or just talk to your Mouska moms.
But like, or just talk to your Mouska moms, because we're going to give you a bunch of those now.
Yeah. I mean, as much as Thanksgiving is not my favorite in terms of the holiday and the food, I know I'm in the minority. Like, people want this meal. They look forward to it all year long. So I get it. I get it.
Yes.
I don't get it, but I get it.
So just come to us. And I mean, the Bobs will listen to this eventually and, you know, look forward hopefully to that link next year. But in the meantime, just come to us.
So in the parks, I think your best bet is if you're in the Magic Kingdom, you're going to want to check out Liberty Tree Tavern if you really want your turkey meal. In Epcot, you know, I don't know. It's not a table service meal. I mean, you could go to the new barbecue place and get your smoked turkey.
Sorry.
That's okay. I thought it was me. We're all looking at our phones like, who's calling us? Which kid? No. But if you're in Disney Springs, I think that's where you're going to have the most options. So this is another plug for not going to the theme parks on Thanksgiving Day. Yeah. My favorite restaurant, Thanksgiving or not, is Chef Art Smith's Homecoming. If you didn't listen to our podcast when we went over all the food that we ate on our week in Disney, that one was a standout one. And it makes sense that they offer a really good Thanksgiving meal because Chef Art Smith is totally into that home, you know, comfort food, Southern home style cooking. So he is offering a dish piled high with smoked turkey, cornbread stuffing, mashed potatoes, biscuits, and a vegetable. And even a special holiday dessert to ring in the season. So that is one that I would recommend on any time of the year.
Yeah, right. This one is kind of, I mean, this is kind of with Liberty's Tavern. I would expect this one to kind of go all out with their Thanksgiving meal. And I really think Disney Springs on Thanksgiving is a really good option. I think that's why they have quite a few of these restaurants that have the Thanksgiving meal that are at Disney Springs. So one of our favorite restaurants, the Edison, is doing a Thanksgiving one as well this year.
That was a good one.
I know. This one I was really excited about. This one is slow oven roasted turkey, creamy mashed potatoes with gravy, stuffing, and then carrots and cranberry chutney. And then they are offering a prefix Thanksgiving menu as well, which I think can be, you know, this is definitely easy prefix. This is what your family's getting. So, and I'm sure they do some type of twist on it, because I feel like they do a twist on kind of everything. So this one looked really good.
Yeah, this one looks good. I would eat there. I love the, I mean, we talked about this one too on our previous podcast, and the atmosphere here is awesome. It's too bad that they're not doing the live entertainment, because that would, that I think that might push me over the edge to do this one instead of homecoming. And you know how I feel about homecoming. So.
Yeah.
What's another one on our list?
We have, so Enzo's is actually doing one, which I've never eaten at.
I haven't either.
But this one looks really good. So they do a rustic Italian twist on their Thanksgiving offering. So they are having a gourmet meal starring roasted turkey breast and pancetta stacked high with all the fixings. Enjoy the main course along with a plateful of polenta stuffing and mascarpone cream, cranberry squash.
Caponata.
There we go. Thank you. Yeah. And green beans. This one is a twist. I like this. And I definitely think if you have the Italian hair, like, you know, background.
This is like an Italian Thanksgiving. It's cute.
This,
I like it.
Super, super cute. And I could see a lot of people liking this one. So I really like this menu. You know, I think the traditional Thanksgiving's awesome. I think it's better if you do a twist on it. Like,
I think this is something that I would not make at home for my family. So no. I think it would be cool to go eat it somewhere else where someone else is going to cook it for me who knows how to cook like this. So I think that's a cool idea.
Are they going to start with a pasta dish though?
I know, right? I was thinking the same thing. I'm like,
I feel like we should first have antipasto and then we need a lasagna and then we need the turkey course and we need to be able to sit at the table for 6 hours. Like, Italian.
I want to come to your house.
Oh my gosh. So Thanksgiving with my dad is like, we've had to tell him to stop making so much food.
I love that.
I know, that sounds amazing.
I love that. And I love all the different types of food too. So it's not just like your dry turkey and your stuffing.
Yes.
Yeah.
This one I'm the most excited about though, Morimoto Asia.
Yep.
Yeah, so what's an Asian Thanksgiving?
Peking duck.
Yes.
Yes.
That's like Peking duck is like the turkey.
Yes. So I've actually had Peking duck over in Beijing.
Of course you have.
Of course you have. I know, right?
It is amazing to the point where we had two more nights and we just kept trying Peking duck every other place. So I mean,
what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. Especially if they're like carving it tableside
and the skin,
like it's amazing.
By the way, there's a fantastic place that I go to for Peking duck in Chicago. FYI, let me talk to you about that.
Oh yeah, this is like, to me, this looks amazing. I would, for me and my family, I'd be like, no, we're going here. Forget the traditional stuff. This is what we're having. We're doing this.
Sounds fantastic to me, but I keep picturing in my head a Christmas story.
Yes.
And the dogs eat the turkey.
Yes.
And they go to the restaurant.
This could be your Christmas story Thanksgiving.
Yes.
But I love it. Like, I love that they went to the Chinese restaurant for Christmas because
I love it. Turkey. Well, that's where me and my family go to because we're Jewish. That's a Jewish Christmas. Right? You go for Chinese food in a movie.
We always go to the movies on Christmas too, actually.
I know. That is a new tradition for non-Jews and Jews alike, which, yeah. You know, you guys are stealing our thunder here.
Everything's over. Yeah, I mean, we've been doing it for at least 20 years. Like, Christmas is over in the morning. Italians have an early meal, right? Like, and it's not a repeat of the Thanksgiving dinner. And then, you know, you're like, it's like 5 o'clock and you're sitting around stuff.
You need an activity. What you need to sit in a different venue and not talk to each other.
Staring at each other, exactly. So yeah, we always would go to the movies on Christmas Day. And you're right, non-Jews have picked up on this as well because how many movies get released on Christmas Day now?
Seriously, and like 20 years ago, 10 years ago even, we would go and we would know every single person in the movie theater because it would be all the people from our synagogue. And now it's like, oh my God, you're here and you're here and you're here and where are you? And
yeah,
it's crazy. So
but enough about Christmas.
The more the merrier. But Morimoto Asia, that is totally my kind of Thanksgiving. Anywhere where you can feed me Peking duck. And like, I don't know, I don't know, this sounds perfect to me. I would even forego my Chef Art Smith's homecoming for this Peking duck.
Yeah, because so. This is different and unique. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. So yeah, so they, I would 100% go here. I think it would be a really cool option for a family. Are there any other Disney Springs restaurants that we'd want to mention that you'd possibly go to for Thanksgiving? I feel like Boathouse occasionally, they do Thanksgiving menus I've seen in the past.
I guess so. I mean, I think if you are the kind of family who you don't really want to be tied down with a dinner reservation, you just want to go grab a quick service somewhere, there's always Earl of Sandwich. They have 365 days a year. They have that holiday sandwich that has the turkey and the stuffing and the mashed potatoes and cranberry sauce on it. It's so delicious. Anytime here you go.
That's Eric's favorite sandwich. I mean,
that's the best thing about Thanksgiving is the leftover sandwich the next day. In fact, we like to put it on a biscuit. Oh my goodness. Mm.
That sounds good. I also think it would be a really, really fun Thanksgiving to go to Raglan Road.
I was thinking that. I think it's especially if the entertainment's back,
yeah.
You know, but I think that would be a really, really fun one too. And, you know, obviously I don't think they're going to do the traditional, you know, turkey, but you know,
no,
I think
that would
be super fun and it would be a fun place.
It's yeah. And it's, you know, entertainment and food all wrapped into one. Their food there is always fantastic. Yeah. I bet they have some sort of Thanksgiving special something, but even if they don't, like, their food is fantastic. Enough said.
Yeah.
So no, that would be a fun one to do.
That would be a very good one. So food, otherwise, we kind of went through the parks. You know, I don't think Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios are really going to have much when it comes to Thanksgiving. You know,
they would definitely be your non-traditional Thanksgiving meals.
They would
there.
Be regular. I think any of the other resorts, you know, for the most part, I know Cape May gets busy for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
That can get very busy with it being, well, I guess was a buffet dinner now whenever it comes back.
And 50s prime time in Hollywood Studios also because that has the, you know, the more like comfort food, you know, your mashed potatoes and fried chicken kind of thing. So not traditional turkey and mashed potatoes, but you know, kind of on the same theme and wavelength. So if you're looking, if you want to stay all day in Hollywood Studios, you don't want to leave for dinner, that might be your closest option.
Yes.
Or Hollywood and Vine is a buffet. So I bet that they would add some like holiday special items to
they'd
it.
They'd probably add some items. And usually Hollywood and Vine is already switched over to the holidays. So the characters are all dressed up in the holidays attire, which is fun too. I guess you'd be mixing your Thanksgiving with your holiday Christmas type deal. Do a little bit of both.
If you're not the type of person that wants to be tied down by a dining reservation, you just want to grab and go, you can get turkey legs in all of the theme parks. So
I was just going to say, we can't mention the food without mentioning the turkey leg. Because really, if you just want turkey and you don't want a dining reservation, just go get the turkey leg.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, can I make a confession?
Yes.
You've never had one.
I've never had a turkey leg at Disney World.
Oh.
I've never had an entire one to myself,
even had a bite of one.
Oh, I've had bites and the kids devoured it.
It's very salty.
Yes.
It's good.
I mean, you see people walking around with them and they have like the most ecstatic look on their faces when they're walking around. And it's usually men that I see or notice anyway. And they're like chomping on that thing, looking like gastronomic.
Yeah, my boys love it. My boys love that snack. And actually, Lily was gnawing on it last time we were there.
I was going to say, we've gotten it before, and the kids just, like, it was an awesome thing. Like, Eric,
you feel like a caveman.
Yeah, like, I took a bite. The kids were loving it because they're like, look how big it is. They were taking a bite. So it's really kind of cool. And, I mean, Julia and I have to say, so I found a fact that apparently it's estimated that guests consume more than 1.6 million turkey drumsticks every year.
That's so crazy.
At Walt Disney World and Disneyland, and that's 2.5 million pounds of turkey.
And zero of that was Juliana's.
You know, I like to go against the grain.
I mean, you have to try it once just to say you tried it. Okay. It's like, don't have great expectations. Like, it's good, but it's very salty. But if you like salty food, which I love salty food, then you're going to like it a lot more than
I will say like salty food. For listeners and for you, Juliana, do not Google how much calories are in the turkey leg. Don't do it. It'll ruin it forever for you.
Calories don't count on vacation. You're walking so much.
Yeah, how do they cook it, I wonder? Like, is it deep fried?
I think it's slow roasted because it has like that, smoked because it has that reddish color to it.
Okay.
So I think it's smoked.
Right. That makes sense.
I'm sure like they brine it in something because it's super salty and then they smoke it. And
what do they do with the rest of those 2.5 million turkeys or 1.5
million? The poor legless turkeys.
Little turkey pouches, like Tiny Tim. So, yeah, but seriously, like.
They take the turkey breast and they make it into that awesome sandwich at Earl of Sandwich.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. So like at Liberty Tree, when you get your turkey dinner there, because I've never eaten there either, because
it's all parts of the turkey.
It is.
So it's dark meat and white. Yeah.
No, it's not the breast. Okay. So maybe that's how they get away with it.
No, but I bet they do send it to those red, like, the Plaza makes all those turkey sandwiches. Yeah. I bet lots of it goes there. Yeah. I'm sure Disney does not waste. They don't waste anything. So I'm sure it goes somewhere.
Little turkey amputees walking around.
Well, so now that we've filled your bellies with all of this delicious food, there are definitely some patriotic things that you can do to kind of commemorate or honor the holiday wherever you are on property. So some of those things are super obvious. One of my favorites is going to the American Adventure Pavilion. It isn't even called Pavilion, it's the American Adventure Epcot. My favorite thing to do there is to make sure that you catch a show of Voices of Liberty, which I don't know if they're one of the 28,000 layoffs. I have a feeling that they are, but I'm confident that they'll come back. And when they do, everybody should go and experience them because it's beautiful. I love a cappella. Beautiful.
It's all the songs you grew up hearing and singing. It's just goosebumps. Like,
it's folk songs. They change it all the time. I know they do like holiday centric songs during the holiday seasons. My family, gets so tickled because the last couple of years we've been going over Christmas break because that's when everybody happens to be home from school, and we'll go listen to the Voices of Liberty. And not only are they singing Christmas carols, which we totally love, but they'll throw in Hanukkah songs there. And my kids will turn around to me and be like, oh my God, they're singing in Hebrew. And I'm like, yeah, they are.
I would say I've never seen it. So I really do hope that it does come back because I want to see it. But having the young kids, we've just never stopped to go in and see.
They'll love it. Lily loves, loves, loves it. You sit on the floor, which what kid doesn't like to sit on the floor? It's really cool. I'll put up a video on our Mask Moms Facebook page because I have a great video of when we saw them last year and they did that Hebrew song. So,
that's awesome. Well, if everybody's already got their plans set up for this Thanksgiving tomorrow, hopefully by next Thanksgiving, the Voices of Liberty will be back at Epcot.
I am confident. I really think they will be.
Yeah, they need to bring them all back. Yeah, yeah. I'm hopeful. I'm very hopeful that things will get better.
Yeah. Me too.
Soon.
What else can we do for the holidays, for Thanksgiving, while we're in Disney?
Well, we can always do at Magic Kingdom, the Hall of Presidents, which I finally went to go see like 2 years ago.
I was going to say it's my favorite nap spot.
Yeah, I might have just relaxed a bit, you know, close the eyes, but it's, you know, I think this is really cool too. We're going down in December and I plan on taking the family in there because the kids haven't been into this one yet. And I think it's a really cool thing to do. You know, see the history, see all the presidents. I think it's a really, really good show. And, you know, this is definitely great for Thanksgiving.
And if you ever listen to any like Walt Disney lore, he was super involved in, I don't know if it's necessarily this attraction, but his passion was were these animatronics.
Yeah.
And the level of the animatronics in this particular attraction is like, it's kind of mind blowing, the smoothness that like they're standing up and sitting down and crossing their legs and looking around the corner to see who's talking. I mean, you forget that you're looking at robots.
Right. I mean, and if, you know, they kind of nail some of the iconic mannerisms as yes. well.
That's really cool.
So did you know, here's a fun fact about the Hall of Presidents. Did you know that it is the only place outside of the White House where you can see the presidential seal displayed?
I love those little tidbits of right? like fun fact and lore from Disney.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like, how did that happen? How did Walt get that to happen? It's unbelievable.
It's crazy. It's crazy, but I love it. It just makes it so much more special too. So when you go there now, next time you'll have to notice that and see what else we're missing.
And then right here, do they typically, is this where they put the Muppets up on the window?
So I was just going to say, let's wax nostalgic for a minute. I love the Muppets and all things Muppets,
yeah.
But it was canceled.
It was last year.
Yeah, it used to be in the windows in Liberty Square. Like, I can't remember exactly what building. Not far from like the Christmas tree shop.
It was right outside of where you entered the Hall of Presidents.
Yes. Yes.
And it was called something like a tribute to all nations, but mostly the United States or something funny like that from Sam Eagle.
Right. It was so cute and so great. And I used to always tell people like, just you'll miss it. Like, look for the showtime for this. It's really great. It's the Muppets. It's just, it's perfect.
And you can show up. It was cool because you could show up to see every single show that day and each one would be different.
So I don't know why they got rid of it.
They got rid of it. They brought it back for President's Day this year. And then they did bring it back, but it's a Christmas one they're doing right now.
Well, you're kidding.
I didn't think that they were doing a show. I thought that the characters were just there, kind of like they're doing these cavalcades and the meet and greets.
But they're interacting with the guests.
I love that.
They are interacting with them. So they said there's intervals of interaction between the guests and the characters when they
pop up. I'm so excited.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Yes. Yay. Looking at pictures. I mean, they got the Christmas banners up, so it's definitely more of a Christmas holiday type show that they're doing. But they're back.
That's so interactive.
So like if you shout up at one of them, like
yeah, it says completely interactive, which is cool. And you gotta figure out of all the things that they've had to cancel to keep social distancing. This one is built for social distancing.
Exactly.
So I think it's awesome that they brought it back, and maybe it means that they're going to start bringing them back more because why not?
Right. Because it's something that people can gather and watch without like, because this never drew a big crowd, right? Yeah. Like you could always just walk by and look up and see it. And there's it like you said, totally lends itself to social distancing. So yeah. I hope that they bring it back full time. But I love the idea of an interactive holiday one. That is so great. I love all the interactive stuff, like Turtle Talk, and there's one in Disneyland Paris with Stitch that's really cute. Like I love that stuff. Yeah.
Love
it.
Love Stitch.
Super cute.
So one of the other things you can do is obviously on Black Friday, you can go shopping. So Disney Springs has all of their shops ready to go for your Black Friday needs. And I know I'm not one of those people, but I know there are many people out there that kind of live or die by Black Friday shopping.
Do they have big sales at Disney Springs?
I don't think so. I don't think they have big sales, but you have those independent, you know, shops that, you know, are the retail shops that I'm sure they have Black Friday deals going on.
Right. And also, I mean, if you're shopping for the holidays and you want something unique from your trip, then to gift someone, then where else are you going to go to get it? So it makes sense. But yeah.
I mean, I know families that specifically like plan their Thanksgiving dinner around what time they're waking up to go shopping.
Oh my God.
I'm not one of those girls. I don't do that, but there are people out there. So they might need to, you know, they might go through withdrawals if they don't have Black Friday shopping. So
I've done it.
I did it once years ago.
Yeah, I've done it once or twice, like gotten up at 5 a.m. to go to the mall. But I have to draw the line at when it became like 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. That's just all kinds of wrong for so many reasons.
I was going to say COVID silver lining is it looks like they're scaling it back finally this year. And I'm like, thank God, like stop.
Most of the places around me aren't even opening Thanksgiving for any shopping.
I'm like, thank you. I'm like, stop. You know, the 6 p.m., the 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day, that was getting to be a little too much.
It's terrible for all the people that have to work. And speaking as someone who used to have to work holidays all the time, I had to do it because you can't get out of it when you're in healthcare. But retail, give me a break. That's not fair.
Yeah. No, I agree. So, you know, but for those people that are, that's fine.
Friday's no problem. Friday, go for it.
Go right ahead and shop your heart out, and you can go stop by the Polite Pig if you want on Black Friday, get some energy, and go back to go shop.
Or get your day after Thanksgiving holiday sandwich at Earl of Sandwich.
Yep. Or get the sandwich. Another fun thing to do is what actually we did part that day on Thanksgiving is we toured the resorts for the holiday decor. We walked Beach Club, Yacht Club, Boardwalk. We jumped in the Swan for a little bit and we just kind of walked around and saw all the decor. Every lobby has a different holiday decor into it. You know, Beach Club usually does a grand scale of, you know, carousels last year that were gorgeous. And all of them kind of have their own deals. So I think touring the resorts is great. And now you can do it on the Skyliner if you want and go resort to resort that way and see all the different ones. You could pick up, you know, any of the holiday cupcakes that they come out with and make it, you know, fun for the kids and do that way, pick up drinks. So I think touring the resorts is a lot of fun. I love doing it.
And hopefully if you're planning for next year, they'll bring back the gingerbread houses, which were really like a cool tourist attraction in previous years. They do that at a lot of the deluxe resorts. I know we saw the one at the Grand Floridian. We saw the one at... did we see the Contemporary? I don't think so. We saw the one at the Wilderness Lodge. They're really cool. They're life size.
We did the one at Grand Floridian last year, and I stood in line for 35 minutes to get the treats. But dear God, the treats were so good. We brought so much home. We had a giant cake pop that was like 5 times the Starbucks cake pop size. And during the times of dining plans, they were snack credits. It was an amazing value. But they had such cute treats that actually I brought a significant amount back for, you know, nieces and nephews. And I did it that way where, you know, I brought them fun treats and attached it to their gifts.
Oh, that's cute.
It was really, really cute. So yeah, I'm sure they're going to bring those ones back. Those were super popular, but they still sell a whole bunch of the treats. And yeah, I mean, I used it as part of like my ribbon decor on presents. It was awesome.
That's a great idea. Now you guys are making me want to go for Thanksgiving.
And another thing that you can do, I know this year, so if you're planning on going tomorrow or on Black Friday to Disney, the Epcot International Festival of the Holidays starts this year on Black Friday. I know in past years it has started right around Thanksgiving also, or right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So that's a really cool one that you're not going to want to miss. It's usually not on Thanksgiving Day, so you wouldn't be able to use this as like your meal for Thanksgiving, but it's definitely a cool thing to do on one of your subsequent days after Thanksgiving in the parks if you're going to go visit Epcot. It's similar to the Food and Wine Festival where they have all of the festival booths that you can go eat your way around the world. But in addition to that, they also, at these booths, they kind of, they also have things that represent how they celebrate the holidays in the different countries. So it's super cool. And again, bringing it back to my family, my kids are always excited because they always, in the last several years, they have had a L'chaim booth, which usually has a lot of like Hanukkah-related treats. So you can get your sufganiyot donut there, and you can get a pastrami on rye, and they usually have a beverage there. And in the last couple of years, and I know it's on the menu for this year also, they have their specialty beer is I forget what the beer itself is called, but it's from the Schmaltz Brewing Factory, which is a local, to me, brewery. So my kids love that because brought my kids to that brewery before. we had an event there. But anyway,
I don't have to justify it. My kids have been to several breweries. In Charlotte, breweries are like family places now. The craft beer.
I mean, this one definitely was. And it's kind of cool that it's the Schmaltz Brewing Factory. So like a lot of their beers are like the Maccabee beer, and that's probably not one of them because I know that's a real beer brand, but I think this one is something like the Jelly Donut beer or something. It doesn't sound very good, but now I'm going to have to get it.
Yes.
Because it's from my local brewery. So
I would say they also, so like last year, the Candlelight Processional started on Black Friday too. So
yes,
we did Epcot and we were able to do the Festival of Holidays, and then we got tickets to the Candlelight Processional. And it was an awesome thing to go from Thanksgiving, and then obviously you thrust into the holiday spirit on Friday, and to the Candlelight Processional was really cool too. So I know that'll be back next year. This year they do not have it because obviously social distancing and that. But I know people love that. You know, they love the guests and the stars that come and do the narrations of it. So that's definitely something that starts happening on that Black Friday.
Fun.
Yes.
I love it, as it should be, right? So Thanksgiving's tomorrow. We'll all enjoy our turkey or whatever it is, whether we're at Disney or at home. And then boom, Friday. Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. Yeah. That's how it should be.
I was saying, fast after forward. This year in which I'm putting my tree up, or I put my tree up in like the beginning of November, because why not?
This year is an exception in all.
Do anything and everything that you can to make this year a little bit more bearable.
Yep.
And on that note.
Yeah. What Mouska tip of the day do you have for us, Jen?
Well, I think we talked about it a little bit here and there already in the podcast, but definitely, you know, if you're not a fan of turkey or if you want to break away from the traditional meal, there are definitely a lot of options. Our Mouska tip is to try booking a reservation at a restaurant with a great view, like Toledo's or Topolino's. Toledo's is in the Grandestino Tower over at Coronado Springs. Topolino's is at the top of the Riviera Resort. Or, of course, there's always California Grill, which has great rooftop views of the Magic Kingdom. So try to do something a little special and different.
All right. So however you decide to spend your holiday, these Mouska Moms wish you and your family a joyous and safe Thanksgiving. And don't miss our new giveaway starting this week. Keeping in theme with our penchant for a good glass of wine, we'll be giving away the I Wine Because I'm Not in Disney wine glass and a gift card for a bottle of Once Upon a Vine wine, where available, to one lucky winner. So visit our Facebook page, Mouska Moms, a Disney podcast, for details about entry. And of course, if you missed our big announcement recently, these Mouska Moms are now travel planners with Kingdom and Cruise Travel. Check out our website, kingdomandcruise.com, and our Facebook page, facebook.com/kingdomandcruise. And as always, for more Disney fun and the latest news, follow along on our Facebook page, Mouska Moms, a Disney podcast, and on our blog, Mouska Moms with an S, blog.com. Thank you for listening and having a drink with us this week. Tune in every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for new episodes. Mouska Moms are avid travel enthusiasts, and our podcast is sponsored by Kingdom and Cruise Travel. If you are interested in booking a vacation to Disney or any other worldwide destination, be sure to check out the website, kingdomandcruise.com, and their Facebook page, Kingdom and Cruise Travel. These traveling moms are signing off. And remember,
please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-R.